For the finest in jazz, join host Randy McElliott every Sunday between 1 to 3 p.m. with the sounds of Miles Davis, Benny Goodman, Dizzy Gillespie, jazz from the past and present, plus some of the great up-and-coming artists on the scene today. What a better way to spend Sunday afternoon in transition. Sundays, 1 to 3 p.m. on FM 89.1 CHUO.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'd just like to take this opportunity to wish each and every mother out there a very happy Mother's Day. But of course, I'd like to wish my own mother a very special Mother's Day. And Mom, this show is dedicated to you. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from Charles Brown and Etta Jones. And this is their version of If I Had You.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all the while. There's nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. I could change the gray clouds of blue, Etta Jones, if I had you.
Oh, I could climb a snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide.
I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side.
I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind.
There's nothing I wouldn't do, baby, like I could cross the burning desert if I had you, Etta, by my side.
Oh, I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind.
Well, there's nothing I wouldn't do if I had you.
If I
baby, if I,
if I,
if I,
if I.
What a lovely duo to start off the show this afternoon. Charles Brown and Etta Jones with If I Had You. We're going to go now to Spain, and I think one of the greatest jazz musicians to come out of Spain, Tete Montelieu. This is from an album aptly named. It's called A Spanish Treasure, and we're going to listen to the Tete Montelieu Trio doing their version of The Way You Look Tonight.
Thank you.
music from Kenny Barron on CHUO-FM, and we heard Voyage, that was taken from his album What If, and just before that from Spain, Tete Montelieu, from his album A Spanish Treasure, and we heard the beautiful composition entitled The Way You Look Tonight. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Well, this week I made a new discovery. Of course, I'm always discovering new jazz and new musicians, past and present. This one goes back way, way, way back to the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. His name is Oscar Alleman. He was a guitarist who many compared to Django Reinhardt. And I'm going to play for you a track from this wonderful musician. It's an interesting version of Who's Sorry Now? And a little later on in the show, we're going to hear more from this gifted guitarist. So let's give a listen to Oscar Alleman with Who's Sorry Now? Thank you. During the late 60s and well into the 70s, British trumpet player Ian Carr had a band called Nucleus, and we just heard a track from that from an album called Solar Plexus. Bedrock Deadlock was the name of the track. Ian Carr was heavily influenced by Miles Davis, especially around the period when Miles Davis was doing the Bitches Brew sessions. Ian Carr went on to later write a book about Miles Davis, and to this day, Ian Carr is still around, and he's writing and performing and educating, and he's heavily into jazz. There's no doubt about that. Just before that, we heard some music from Oscar Alleman, the guitarist, and we heard Who's Sorry Now? I'm going to play for you now a rather obscure trumpet player. His name is Don Sleet. He passed away in obscurity in 1986. He released only one album. It's called All Members, and fortunately, it's still in print, and I highly recommend it. Don Sleet was influenced by the great trumpet player Kenny Dorham, and we're going to listen to a track from this album. His take on But Beautiful is simply beautiful. It's a great version, but I'll let you be the judge of that. This is Don Sleet from his album All Members and But Beautiful.
Thank you.
There's something very appealing about that song. It seems to have a mystical quality to it. That was a band known as Crossing Point, and that was taken from their album Listener Friendly. Now, that was from my vinyl collection, so I'm not sure if that album has been re-released on CD or not, but if it is, it's certainly worth checking out. We heard a track called Echoes. And just before that, we heard trumpet player Don Sleet, and what did you think of that? His version of But Beautiful, that was taken from his one and only recording entitled All Members. And I'll just have you know that that album is still in print. It's available, thank heavens, because it's too bad that he didn't record any more than that. And as I've said before, he passed away in relative obscurity in 1986. But having listened to that tune, But Beautiful, I was reminded of another trumpet player who escapes me at the moment. Tom Harrell, actually, is his name, and someone who I've seen on numerous occasions. Don Sleet's style of playing and Tom Harrell's seem to be very similar in the way that they phrase and they put the notes together. So, moving along, we're going to listen now to some music from Flanagan, Washington, and Heath. And this is from their album entitled A Great Night in Harlem. The composition is entitled Sunset and the Mockingbird.
Thank you.
That was music from Ray Anderson, taken from his album Old Bottles, New Wine, and the growling sounds of his trombone on La Rosita. And just before that, we heard a tribute to the late bassist Percy Heath, who passed away recently. We heard Tommy Flanagan on piano, Peter Washington on drums, and Percy Heath on bass. He was the last surviving member of the Modern Jazz Quartet. This was taken from an album entitled A Great Night in Harlem, and we heard Sunset and the Mockingbird. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. Here's a pianist that we seldom hear from, and he's been on the scene for a number of years. His name is Dolo Coker. From his album California Hard, we're going to listen to a track called Roots.
We'll be right back.
Music from Elements featuring Danny Gottlieb on drums and Mark Egan on bass. My niece, who lives in Switzerland, had the opportunity to catch Danny Gottlieb in a special drum clinic about a couple of weeks ago, and I happened to catch some of the pictures of that clinic on the internet. Apparently, it was very successful. Just before that, we heard Dolo Coker on piano and a tune called Roots. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that was Louis Belson on drums. I don't have the personnel for that number, but it sure as heck sounded like him on drums because he played dual bass. And there aren't many jazz drummers that play dual bass. I know of several rock drummers like Ginger Baker and Carmen Appice, but when it comes to jazz drummers, not too many out there. Here's some music from Barry Harris from his album Chasing the Bird, and we're going to listen to Bish Bash Bosh.
Thank you.
That was music from trombonist Jimmy Nepper from his album Cunning Bird, and we heard a composition called Nachtrist. And just before that, Bish Bash Bosh from Barry Harris from his album Chasing the Bird. Ozzy's with me now because he'll be doing the show at the end of May. So Ozzy, what do you have planned?
Well, you're kind of lucky that I came a little early to keep you company. And then you spring this on me that you want me to do the show at the end of the month. Well, you people out there listening, you just be prepared. We're going to do some big band sound like we did last year and the year before. And it's very nice. You're just going to play hooky, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds good. I guess we can hear Benny Goodman and stuff like that.
Well, you bet. And a few of the others. And there'll be a little bit off the kraut stuff.
Well, that's good.
Only I'm allowed to say kraut. The rest of you call me German.
That's good, Ozzy. Thanks.
All right, we'll see you at the end of the month, people.
Oh, okay. We're going to continue now with more music from that guitarist that we played earlier, Oscar Alemán. This is going back to early recordings of his, sounding very much like Django Reinhardt. And we're going to listen to a track called Delicato.
Mais la bonne. Thank you.
Well, we just heard a great tune there called Pursuance. That was from John Coltrane's Love Supreme, played for us by the Lincoln Center Orchestra. And just before that, we heard Lars Müller from his album 1-2-3, a track called Phobia. And we started off the last set way back when with Noah Howard from his album Olé, and we heard New Arrival. I'm Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO FM. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, German news, music, and commentary until 5 o'clock this afternoon with Osmond Lohr. Have a great week. Bye for now.